Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, boom, let's go to some text here. Adam's current THC level post-San Francisco trip is?
Based on contact high, I will say... I'll be truthfully honest. There was a time in my life where you bet if I was at a fish show, don't Bogart it past me, baby. But I have evolved to the point where I had refused multiple offers to partake, and instead I stuck with the, get this, wait for it, $19.50 beers at the Chase Center.
Oh,
$19.50.
Oh. Beautiful. How was that place?
Beautiful,
by the way.
Arena, by the way. Yeah. Beautiful.
What did it cost? Honestly, I think it cost two bill.
Well, are they right? Are they funding it with the beer sales? Because my goodness, I mean,
no state or city money. So,
right. What's cool about
it
is the end where the stage was, they have the retractable seats, but that end is not like the other end where they have the normal club level and then the upper deck. Yep. It's just basically a whole gradual section that goes all the way to the top. It was very cool, but yeah, cool place.
Adam, did you poop on the sidewalk while in San Francisco?
I did not. No, I didn't see any poop.
Adam, who's
either.
Gonna? What's that?
I didn't see any poop either. I didn't.
Good.
Wasn't
good.
Looking too close, but
I was gonna say I don't think that was your inspector time. I pulled back on Inspector Clouseau. Is there a more modern inspector I should have used right there? And the phrase inspector has to be a part of it.
Gadget.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. There we go. Adam, who is your favorite person at WCCO?
Steve Thompson.
Adam, who turned you on to fish? And secondly, have you tried any Spoon?
Spoon, I believe, is another band out of Texas. Fish is a funny story. I didn't come to fish till later in life. They were very popular amongst my friends in college, and I saw them in college a couple times and was not real huge into them. It wasn't until later in life I got into them.
Adam, I'm arguing a lot with my dad, and we work together. What do you suggest?
Hug it out.
Adam, who will win the Formula One race in Austin this Sunday?
Ooh, boy. Lewis Hamilton has got reason to be miffed, and he's coming in hot. You can't go wrong by picking Lewis Hamilton or Max Verstappen. I'm going to say Max. Max wins this weekend.
All right, let's go to some calls here. 651-461-9226. Of course, Diana will lead us off. Go ahead, Diana. You're on with Adam.
Hello, guys. Adam, I want to know, since Halloween is coming up, when trick-or-treaters come to Adam Carter's house, what kind of treats are they going to get?
Well, we got a lot of variety. I partook a little bit last night in some of them. You got to open them up and test them, to make sure that those...
So you have the candy already?
Yes, yeah.
Wow, that's thorough.
That's very proactive in that department.
Okay.
Probably for the aforementioned reason that we like to snack on it.
So which one's your favorite?
Yeah, true.
Oh, man.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups right at the top of the list.
Yeah,
I know
right.
That.
Throw those babies out. I got to say, the frozen Snickers. If you bring the Snickers home and throw them in the freezer, that's good to have. Frozen
what
Snickers.
Size Snickers are you giving out? You giving out the big ones, the tiny?
No, I'm not in DeRush's neighborhood. We're Tiny's fine. You don't need to be, you don't need to be, you know, Mr. Hotshot giving away full candy bars.
Okay. You're Mr. Hotshot if you give us something that's more than a thumbnail pic.
Have a good day, guys.
All right, Diana. Thank you. Mike is in Minneapolis. Go ahead, Mike.
Adam, can you give me the definition of the Gordie Howe hat trick?
Yeah, it's a goal, an assist, and a five-minute fighting minor, right? Or major?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yep. Yeah. Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you, Mike. Just a direct one. Did you ever, in your vaunted, ballyhooed hockey career, get in a Donnybrook?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. In fact, I probably had more Donnybrooks than goals.
Kind of a thug?
I was kidding. Well, yeah, I played one game of varsity hockey my sophomore year. Junior year, I didn't even make junior varsity for some reason. I went backwards. So then my senior
broken back again or
no. Just my senior year I played junior goal. That was for the kids who couldn't make for seniors, because I think junior varsity, if I remember right, seniors couldn't be on a varsity or junior varsity. Played junior gold. So we were on junior gold, and we were honestly like the Charlestown Chiefs.
We were hooligans.
We were our parents were embarrassed. They stopped going to our games because we were such.
Oh come so, on, really?
Seriously, it was like we won a tournament one time, and we won the trophy. I'm not lying about this. Our goaltender, we received the trophy. He got the trophy and he smashed it onto the ice, and we left the ice. We were booed off the ice, and we were high school kids.
Fantastic. Cook, I would pay.
Oh, right.
It was a good move at the time.
It
was stunning.
I'm in for $500 to a charity of your choice, Adam, if I can see that video.
Oh, I wish there was video of it. I mean, I'm not proud of that, and certainly our parents weren't proud of that. And, I got in a couple of fights.
How'd you fare?
I did all right.
Did all right. Yeah. Now, let's pause right here. More calls and texts for Ask Adam Anything. 651-461-9226. Oh, we got plenty of time left. We got about 9 minutes left of Ask Adam Anything. That's why we need more phone calls and more texts. It's 651-461-9226. Diane and Mike are loyal to us. They're great. We'd love to have them a part of it. We want more of you. Let's go. 651-461-9226. Adam, couple for me. Australia is trying to vaccinate all of their koalas against chlamydia. If you picked an animal in America to vaccinate against chlamydia and you were involved in the process, which animal would it be?
Dogs, I think. We don't want our dogs to get the clap. Is that the clap? Chlamydia the clap?
Which one is?
I think it is.
Doesn't sound good, the clap.
No, you don't
right?
want the clap.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. Dog owners could face jail.
I'm sorry.
And a $20,000 fine for putting pets on a vegetarian diet. How's the diet of Marge and Gertie at the place?
Good. By the way, update. This just in, gonorrhea is the clap.
Gonorrhea.
Yes.
Okay.
So my apologies. No,
you apologizing to? The chlamydia
the clap
community?
Yeah, and the gonorrhea community. No, they eat well. They're... Marge got fixed a couple weeks ago, so she's on the mend. She was supposed to be fixed when we got her. It turns out she was, and that was a fun couple of weeks when she went into heat.
Ooh.
Yeah, not good.
Not good.
But, no, they seem to like their food. Kids give them all sorts of stuff, too, you know.
You got to still give them stuff, right?
Yeah.
Come on. You got to have some fun with that. Evander Kane gets 21 games for a fake vaccination card. Too much, not enough, or about right?
I think that's about right. He doesn't seem like that great of a person.
They don't have evidence for some of the other allegations from his wife, they said at this point.
Yep. There's been other issues with Mr. Kane,
yes.
Too. So, but no, it's 21's about
it's a fourth of the season. Yeah, I go a little
pretty significant.
I go a little harder.
Yeah,
but yeah, it hasn't been a real gun for a real good run for Evander. Adam, more text here. If you believed in reincarnation, who or what would you like to come back as?
Is getting another shot at being a human an option?
Sure.
Sure, yeah.
Adam, if you were forced to dress up for Halloween, what are you wearing?
You know, this year, I bet you the Squid Game costumes will be big this year. So maybe one of those green jumpers that they were wearing in Squid Game.
Can you give me like a 60-second recap of Squid Games? I've seen it everywhere.
Yeah,
I think we've talked about it.
Overhyped. One of those shows that's way overhyped. That it's very bizarre. It's a Korean series, limited series, where people who fall into tremendous amounts of debt have a chance to win money by participating in a number of children's games, but the losers are killed in a very violent way. So it's very shocking and graphic and very strange and not quite up to the hype that so many people have for it.
0 to 10, what would you give it?
About a 4.
4. Folks want to know if you went to Alcatraz.
Did not. Wanted to, but it was a big time commitment considering the time we had there. We could see it. We saw it. And plus, kind of, you know, when you want a positive vibe, I don't know about going out to a prison and, you know.
You don't think there are positive vibes at Alcatraz? Come on.
I mean, like, if we did a show at Stillwater, you know, the big house out there, you don't think there'd be a lot of positive vibes?
I don't think so.
No. Adam, was there a severe weather event that happened around this time 30 years ago?
We are preparing. We are preparing. We have multi-segments, multi-days. Stay tuned. That's all.
Not Friday, noon to 3 on this show. I know that. Listen, if you two in this station believes in it so much, this over-discussed weather event, why don't you two show up Sunday, October 31st in studio?
I might. By the way, Jason DeRush nailed it.
Do you know we're not?
Jason DeRush nailed it. The only reason it's overhyped is that people say it's overhyped. Nobody else talks about it except the people who say it's overhyped.
Complete
nobody else brings it up.
Nonsense.
Nobody else brings it up. The only people who bring it up.
Classic pandering to the public by Jason. That's such quintessential. I'm with you. I'm one of you. It comes up constantly by you trolls in the media. Every time, this is kind of like the Halloween storm. I mean, it comes up endlessly by the media.
No, it doesn't.
Some of us are proud, are not afraid of societal Minnesota pressure to say, enough, let's move on with the rest of our lives.
I think most people have moved on, except for the people who think the other people haven't moved on, and they bring it up. So you move on.
Steve is mobile. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Adam. How are you?
Steve, good.
I need your wisdom on this one. I'm in my 50s. How will I know when it's time to propose to my girlfriend?
Ooh. Big one. Big decision.
I think you'll know, right? I mean, I don't know. I don't have the... You'll have the answer to that.
Really?
Yes. Would this be, like, first or second or big loose third?
Second. I've been single for many years.
Yeah. I think you'll know. That's all I'm saying.
Do you have to, Steve? Or could you just stay kind of where you guys are at right now?
I think eventually she's going to say, let's get going here.
Well, you want to do it before she says that, though, right? And then it's going to seem like you're forced into it, and that's starting off on the wrong foot.
You've opened up a can of worms here, Adam. Uh-huh. This isn't helping.
Follow your heart, Steve.
She's right there. Yeah. Right now. She wants right now. Thank you, Steven. Last thing. Will you be happy when the average baseball game lasts 5 hours and 30 minutes?
Honestly. Enough.
Shut the sport down. Honestly. Reinvent it.
It's got to be pitchers, right? I mean, we've got to have rules about pitchings and innings, right? I don't see any other way.
Major rule change. It's unwatchable. It is unwatchable right now. Excellent. Ask Adam as always. Linda's construction time check. It's 12:58. Time to get a quote for a clog-free LeafGuard brand gutters. Blois Olson on Tim Walls and Jamie Ukus on everything. Blois 105, Jamie 135.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.